Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Leah from Harrisdale explains her fear of balloons.
We ask, what have you caught on your security cameras?
Rob Broadfield recaps the Good Food Awards.
And find out why Matt is super excited.
I'm always excited.
After you get this Big Breakfast catch-up, get Waterwise. Search Water Watchers.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Yeah. You've had nightmares.
You're scaring me.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's fear.
Let's go to Harrisdale's Leah, who's joined us in the studio here after joining us on air last week to talk about fear. Leah, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Leah, you called up last week and said to us that you had a fear of balloons in general. How do you sort of communicate that fear to other people? Because other people, it is the sort of thing that people will think is silly, but no, we say no phobia is silly because it's real to you.
Yeah, so I get laughed at a lot. They think it's hilarious and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll bring in some balloons. And I'm like, well, no, I'm scared of them, so no. But yeah, after a while, they kind of accept that it's a real thing and pretty good about it.
How does it manifest? Like a flaccid balloon? Are you frightened by that or does it have to be?
No, it has to be inflated.
Okay.
I can easily touch.
Oh, okay.
Like just a normal balloon.
So if I
like
give you this balloon in my pocket,
yeah.
You're okay.
Okay
with this?
Oh, yeah. That's
you're
fine.
So you can even touch that.
I can touch that. That's fine.
So what job do you do where you have to wear the rubber gloves?
So I was a support worker.
Right.
So obviously when we did showers and stuff, I had to wear the gloves.
Okay.
So is it the texture of a... So what about the inflated balloon? Is it that you find frightening?
The noise mainly, like the noise it makes, and just the fear of it going off.
Right.
And if it's close, is it going to hurt?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we did have a chat on the radio, which was fascinating. And I would imagine the funniest guy in the room always wants to crack a joke or make that noise. I think we were heading in that direction early till we realised how serious this was for you. But what about something that's happened to you at some stage in your life? Was there a balloon moment when you were very young?
Well, I don't remember personally, but according to my sister, she says that when we were kids, someone popped a balloon directly in my face.
Right.
And since then, that's been the issue.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't remember that.
Okay. And so if you had to rank your fear on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you think your fear of balloons sits?
Probably about 8 or 9.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So children's birthdays, engagement parties, events you walk into, enough for you to leave the room?
Pretty much. My daughter's never had balloons at her birthday because I just can't deal with that.
Mm.
And all my friends with kids, whenever they have parties, they generally keep the balloons away.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, that's tough. That's a lot of engagements and whatnot that you have to miss out on.
Mm. Now, you heard Jenny on air overcoming her fear of reptiles, and you know that we had her in the studio here with reptiles and that she touched the tail of one, which she never thought she'd be able to do. Are you willing to try and face your fears with us?
Yeah, I think so.
Good for
that's
you.
Good. Yeah, that's terrific.
Great.
Hey, Leah, it's so good of you to join us. I don't know if you're having any regret at this stage. We hope not. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you happy to come back tomorrow morning and have a go on the Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's
good
terrific.
Good for you.
Well done. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, we were just talking about the fact that there's a bit of a poo jogging trend going on in Australia.
I did not know that.
And celebrity publicist Roxy Jasenko, she likes a bit of attention, but not this kind of attention at her office, where someone has, a female poo jogger, has done business in the gutter outside her business 4 or 5 times now.
And of course, it's all captured on CCTV footage, as everything is these days.
Definitely on the footage right now. And she's a founder of, and a CEO, of course, Roxy, of the Sweaty Betty Foundation, or at least her company, Sweaty Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Then you think about Sweaty Betty and the poo jogger together, and it's not pleasant.
Mm. Well, she just said, I'm going to release the CCTV footage because this woman just keeps doing it too often.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's, you can capture anything on CCTV. You know, the idea is, I suppose, you're getting them mostly for security. But then sometimes you do get to see the odd, strange thing happening out the front.
Well, of course, Kimber, you do have it at your place.
Yes.
And I've walked into your home and it looks like you're at, the Pentagon. On your TV, you've got all these cameras everywhere.
Sliver, like you're just sort of watching the screens. Yeah. Matt put on a show for me once.
Oh, really?
I did, yes.
Because he knew that I could see the cameras.
Knew she was watching?
From
Kimber's watching, was she, mate?
Yes, I flashed my bum, but I don't think of myself as an exhibitionist, but I do get my bum out quite a lot.
Well, proof's there. Yeah. The proof could be online at any time.
Well, I've captured a couple of things. I've once had a couple who were having an argument,
right,
and they just sort of stopped to argue on my driveway.
Okay.
And I could hear some screaming and yelling going on outside, so I obviously looked at the cameras to see what was going on, and there was a woman out there yelling, and I don't know how the argument had eventuated to this, but she ended up pulling her pants down and yelling at him. And I was,
oh, right,
and
it's,
I was like,
thing,
what is going on? But I've also seen some lovely things on CCTV.
Like, go on.
I saw a footage of a man delivering a package, just taking a box, a postie, taking a box up to the door, and then he stopped and he turned around and you thought, oh, something suspicious is going on here.
Yeah. Right.
He just bent down to smell the flowers.
Oh, well, you've got to do that on your
nice
work day.
Like appreciating this person's garden and walking away.
And he came back at midnight, stole all the pot plants.
No.
We see way too many of those crimes, don't we? You know, people, especially around Christmas time when the deliveries are being made.
Yeah.
But I did go and look at a business opportunity in Rivervale a couple of years ago, and I was looking at it going, oh, would I do this? Would I do this? And the guy was trying to sell it to me. It was actually the guy who owned the business, the building itself, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the building and we're walking through and he goes, yeah, I've got all this CCTV footage here. The cops come to me every couple of weeks for a lot of trouble we have around here. And I'm going, probably not the best way to sell it to me, dude.
No,
I'll pass.
No, that's terrible.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Let's be honest, we can't really, especially in metro areas, go anywhere without being filmed in some way, shape or form these days.
Yeah.
But people seem to forget that they're being filmed, don't they? And that's
true.
How you end up with the poo jogger outside Roxy Jasenko's place over east, just doing an
just
ablution.
Just doing her business a number of times.
I have to think of how many dash cams have got me picking my nose in traffic.
We want to know what you've caught on your CCTV cameras. Lee in Gooseberry Hill, what have you seen?
All right. So it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. We had our neighbour come flying over and he's actually a cop.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw these two dudes bouncing through our backyard. And we're in a suburb, like, you wouldn't think these dudes would be running through our yard. But, he said that they were dressed pretty strange. So I was working away at the time. My wife called me up about 6 in the morning, and I checked with that U-Butte wireless remote thing, how you can check your cameras.
Yeah, sure.
And they were two dudes dressed as ghosts. And, I was doing some renovations at the time and there was a big retaining wall going in and they've come flying out after the next of the neighbours yelled at them and I don't know how they made it over this fence, but I don't know if they were ghosts because they flew over this fence. And I ended up ringing up my mate who lives two doors up from my house in the morning and said, keep your eye out for these dudes. So he's dropped his kids off at school and he's seen them out the front of another house and the cops have gone around and caught these two blokes trying to break into another house, dressed as ghosts, face paint and everything like that. And it's just, the most unusual thing. The excuse was that they were freezing cold trying to find a place to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, it just seems like a weird... all right, we're going to break into a house.
Yeah.
Well, we should... you want to dress as ghosts? Yeah, let's do that.
were they Casper, like friendly ghosts?
When your neighbour said they were dressed kind of weird, I was secretly hoping they were going to be from the 17th century.
Yes, yes.
And they were actual ghosts. Like, I would have loved to have seen that footage.
Got me buggered, but it was the way they leaped their fences, it was just... Credit to them, mate.
Wow. That is surreal. Yeah.
Wow.
Good one, Lee.
Sounds like they're experienced at jumping fences.
It'll also do your head in 2 minutes. Pretty scary. G'day, Heather. Heather's in Como.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Heather, what did you catch on your CCTV cameras?
Well, I didn't actually catch it. It was my neighbour, but she caught two guys that were breaking into my house.
Oh, really?
Oh, good neighbour.
And we
they walked past. They looked directly into her camera, and then they walked up my driveway, and when they came back, they were full of my bags, my hats, laptops and all that. And then they turned around and gave my house the finger.
They weren't dressed as ghosts by any chance, either, were they?
No, they weren't dressed as ghosts. No.
And did the CCTV, did the camera footage help catch them?
They did.
Oh,
yeah,
they got
caught. Yeah. One of the guys said he didn't know that the other one wasn't allowed in the house, but they broke the laundry window to get in.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh,
that's how I get into my house when I get home, Heather. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Auntie Heather said we can get in. Oh, we just have to break a window.
And it is amazing how often we see, criminals that do look up into the camera.
Yeah,
and
true.
you wonder if in their minds at that moment they're going, oh no,
I'm screwed here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
well,
mask.
If it was, they didn't stop him.
No, well,
no, exactly.
There's a moral to the story. You've got to dress as a ghost every time.
You so certainly do. Well
done. Thanks, Heather. Heather.
Have yourself a great day. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. And we're talking about the things that you've caught on your CCTV, on your home cameras.
Yes.
Linda in Huntingdale, what have you seen?
Oh, I come home from work one day and my house kind of like smelt, and it was about a 36 degree day.
Mm.
Like, oh, what's that smell? So I walked outside and I seen that the brick pavers were all wet. And I thought, well, that's unusual. It hasn't rained.
Mm.
And I noticed that there was water on my barbecue. So I went through my cameras and I noticed that the teenage boy next door had some friends over, and he had put his penis through the lattice on the fence and peed all over my barbecue.
Nice.
So I went and confronted his mother, and she said that, he's got a friend that looks like him. I said, well, I'd like you to come and have a look at the CCTV. So they both did, and yep, it was him. And boy, did he get into trouble.
I bet he did.
Wow.
Well, you were able to identify the perpetrator via his penis, Linda, which is terrific.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no.
That's amazing. What? That's, I guess, just boys trying to be silly. But
Or clean the barbecue.
Well, he popped it through a hole in the fence.
Yeah, every time he
seen
me after that, he had his head down.
Yeah,
I bet he did.
That's
not all he had down.
Hey, everyone needs good neighbours, Linda.
How bizarre.
Thanks, Linda.
On you, Linda. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie. One thing, as you said, Matt, that we all have in common is we love a good chow, a good feed. It doesn't matter where it is.
No.
We can make it happen, but it's better if it's the top-notch nosh, let's be honest.
Always better if someone else is making it, let's be honest.
And the best of the best was celebrated in a glittering ceremony last night, of course, crowned big night for the Good Food Guide Awards 2019, the man himself, Rob Broadfield. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you going, you guys?
Very well, Rob. How are you, mate? We haven't spoken to you in a while. Have you been well?
Oh, look, I've been really well, and as to how I am today, does Karl Stefanovic after the Logies?
A little dusty?
Super dusty.
Are you coming to us straight from Crown, haven't gone home yet?
I decided I'd stay here.
Good on
well,
you.
Yeah, that was very wise, Rob.
Good on you.
And the night went well for you, Rob?
Look, it was awesome. It was really exciting, because it's just a celebration of all the great cookery and the great restaurants and all that sort of thing. It was about 18 awards, so, you know, Chef of the Year, Restaurant of the Year, Young Chef of the Year and all that sort of thing. And it's just incredible night. Hospitality, love it. We had 500 people in the room last night. And, amazing.
Rob,
amazing.
I haven't been to the Restaurant of the Year. I just Googled it and saw it looks absolutely beautiful. Tell us who won.
Santini, which is in the QT Hotel in the city. And it's the reason it won was it's just a totally fully rounded restaurant. I mean, food's great, the wine's great, the room's beautiful, the service is fantastic, the wine list is, awesome. The theme, the concept rather is spot on. And it feels like a really adult restaurant. You know, it's not super posh, but it's kind of posh enough to make you feel a bit special.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Now, Rob, for most of us, the Santini experience might be once a year or once in a blue moon. But if you've got a family, where's the best sort of value meal you can find out there in Perth?
There's lots of them, of course.
Sure.
I mean, they're everywhere. From the sort of our top 50 or lists, it depends what sort of family you've got. If they're a rock star family, well, you'd probably love to go to somewhere like the Standard in Northbridge. I don't know if you've been.
Yeah, that's great.
Really good. Yeah,
I mean the food there is exceptional. They won an award last year, which was best bar dining. In other words, the best food in a bar in Western Australia. Very well deserved too, because I think their food is just awesome. Something a little more family oriented, perhaps. Lovely day at the beach because now the weather's warming up. Bibb and Tucker, and not hideously expensive, with a great vegetable thing. They char grill everything down there. So if you're taking your family out, I'd go to the beach, basically.
Beautiful.
No mention of Sizzler there. Not a thing.
Sizzler's still around.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It is.
You're so middle class, Kimber.
Have some more cheesy toast. Hey, Rob, there's that little pocket of Frio, which is magnificent with bread and common, but just around the corner, the best bar was Strange Company last night.
Yeah, Strange Company. And that was they really came from behind, if you like, in the sense that you know, when we went and reviewed them, we went back a second time to make sure it was as good as it was. And yep. It was just extraordinary. So, you know, again, new chef, new wine program, you know, great cocktails and everything just meshed together and it was great. But it's still got that Fremantle sort of feeling about it. Just nicely hippy-dippy, you know. Fantastic.
And Rob, just briefly, a new boy on the block, or a new place on the block that's taken everyone by storm.
Yeah, well, that would undoubtedly be the winner last night of the WA Good Food Guide New Restaurant of the Year, and that's called Le Rebel. I don't know if you've been or heard of it, but it's a kind of a young chef, a guy called Liam Atkinson and his wife, and they've put in together this little restaurant in Mount Lawley, and it's just stunning. I mean, it's casual and fun. Cooking's really on point. It's a sort of restaurant that's got zero pretension, and yet it's got something very special as well. You're not going to get served, you know, silly food or pretend food. It's just great bistro cooking and just exciting to be there. So well-deserved win for them, and that would be my pick of the new restaurants in Perth.
Very good, Roberto. Always good to catch up, mate. We're really happy last night was a huge success. The West Australian Good Food Guide Awards for 2019. Rob Royfield.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Yes, Tuesday the 15th of October. Mm-hmm. And today, I know yesterday some kids went back to school.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And today the rest of the kids have gone back to school. So there's some parents who are probably feeling a little bit like this.
Come on!
Freedom.
Yeah. It's a celebration.
Yeah. Might be catching up for coffees, you reckon?
Absolutely. This is all new to me, but I've just had my first sort of 2 weeks. Well, we had 3 weeks holiday with Steppy D, my stepdaughter, because we took her to Singapore.
That's right, yeah.
So she's had a week off school before the holiday started.
Yep. Mm.
And it's been great, don't get me wrong. It's been a really good bonding session.
Oh, yeah, if you're listening, kids, you are loved by your parents.
Of course.
They adore you. Yeah, just not full time.
No, but it's I've really noticed, you know, when we get home from work, obviously you want to have a sort of a debrief and have a cup of tea and whatnot, which I would normally get to do.
Yeah.
But you walk in the door and there's a little person going, entertain me.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I've got time to fill.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of like, is that like being in a stand-up room all the time when you go to do a comedy gig and it's like the audience have their arms crossed and looking at you like, come on, say something funny.
Yeah, something
do
like
something.
I used to watch the kids from the start of the school holidays and that incredible joy for that freedom. And then within a week and a half, you could tell they're starting to get bored.
Yes.
You know, what are we going to do now? But I've just realised the school holidays are over. I can go back to the IKEA cafeteria.
Oh, so you can.
Have some space there.
Because, of course, that would be an outing for people.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. You often see them, yeah, mum or dad walk in or both, and then all of a sudden there's the kids trailing behind. It's like school holidays, got to entertain them.
Yeah. Oh,
you feel for the parents though, because today also is the day where they have to run all the errands. It's the day where you go, now that the kids are gone, I get to run around, do all the house stuff I never got to do, go to those appointments I never got to go to. It must be exhausting.
Exhausting, but done with a sense of joy, I think.
Yeah, and a few catch-ups as well.
Yeah, you can stop and have that coffee or do that window shopping that you can't do.
Or play that PlayStation.
Yeah.
you've just revealed all of your plans for the week on air, Matt. He just exposed you.
Sheffield Wednesday, look out. You are getting a hammering.
You are going to town.
You are getting a hammering. I've been stuck in Minecraft world.
Oh, you have to.
Steppy D loves the Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been doing a lot of that.
The only world you want to build is the one where you win the cup.
Yeah, where I'm just managing 11 fine young men in a platonic way.
Set it on. Can we get some bandages for this guy's thumbs? He's PlayStationing, his brain's out.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey, don't forget, most people think they have average or low water use, and to see how you compare with others, search Water Watchers. It's the place to go.
Very important.
Three of us have been talking about that a bit lately.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's watching King Miss.
Bit of a new trend that, Kimbo. Yeah!
Yes, she's going for it. I mean, you've got to live your life because eventually you're not going to have it anymore.
Mm.
The old adage is that the only thing certain in life is death and taxes.
True.
And of course, I've just completed my 4 years behind taxes, which was great.
So now all that's
all
left.
All I've got left to tick off is death.
Pretty much. And there'll be a tax then too.
This one is about, well, the best funerals, they say, are Irish funerals.
Yeah. How sweet.
Mm.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling.
Oh. Isn't that beautiful?
Glen to Glen.
So, mourners were at a funeral and Shay Bradley had passed away after a long illness, and they were watching his coffin being lowered down as it does, and all of a sudden they hear a voice from the coffin going, "Let me out, it's dark in here." Right? And of course they burst into laughter because they knew his sense of humour.
Yep.
And he had asked his friend to record his voice and put a speaker inside the coffin. And he was like, "Help, help, let me out, let me out." And they said it was just fantastic. And his daughter said, you know, he had a fine sense of humour and this is the sort of thing that he wanted to do.
Aww.
And bring some lightness to this funeral.
I hope they knew it was coming.
No, I don't think they did.
Oh, really?
No,
that's
no,
hilarious.
No.
It's a good thing they laughed. I was at a friend's funeral and he thought it would be funny. They said the family thought it would be funny if they put his mobile phone with him in the coffin because he was on his phone a lot. And so in the middle of the funeral, his wife called the phone.
It rang.
And it rang. And the fury of the people in the room.
Oh, really?
Because everyone thought that someone's mobile was going off in the middle of the funeral and people were so angry until the family started laughing and everyone worked it out. But it took a while.
How bizarre.
I love that.
To hear the voice, that's brilliant.
I do hope that when I meet my maker that I can do it with a sense of humour, you know.
Oh, they're going to make you play. You're going to have to do hits from your hood.
Can you do from beyond.
Can you do a song for Karakata or something?
Hits from your hood, Pearly Gates.
Oh, there you're talking.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Oh, he's done. That was very funny.
Yeah, great way to go out.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Oh, do tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Maddie, I know you're a big Chris Hemsworth fan. So are lots of people.
Success without integrity means nothing. Your belongings don't make you a better man. Your behavior does. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give.
Oh, now you make a living from what you get, but a life from what you give.
He's never done anything to me personally.
No, never.
I'm sure he's a lovely bloke. I'm just a bit sick of seeing his face and torso.
And hearing his voice?
Yeah. This is only going to make it worse.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Because you make a living from what you get, and he's getting a lot of money.
Mm.
How much do you reckon people are paying for an autograph and a photo with Chris Hemsworth?
200?
Yeah.
$600.
Oh, really?
That is what people are paying at Ace Comic Con in the US. And Hemsworth is currently the second highest paid actor in Hollywood. And he's scumming $600 from fans for a meet and greet with a photo. What a joke. Kit Harington from Game of Thrones is about $100 cheaper. And Jake Gyllenhaal is $50 less again. Like, are you serious? Like, Comic-Con are paying these dudes to be there, and they're doing that for fans. Come on, guys. Like, for $600, I want the escort service with Chris Hemsworth.
You want a night
with the dude. Yeah. $600.
Can you not
on.
Talk about Chris Hemsworth with Matt? It's a bit of a thought point.
Kimber, would you mind if I invited a quokka into the bedroom with us?
I'm still laughing at Claire's thought point. Now, Hugh Jackman turned 51 over the weekend, so his good mate and pretend rival, Ryan Reynolds, made a birthday video, and the two have had a bit of fun back and forth for years.
They stir each other mercilessly.
Well, it's not easing anytime soon.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. And I'm not even f***ing professionally trained, Jackman, you piece of
That's funny. Oh,
I love how they are with each other. And another Masked Singer has been revealed. The lion on The Masked Singer on Channel 10 is Kate Sobrano.
And it goes like this.
Of course it is.
Kiss me till you're drunk and I show you all the moves that take.
Everyone knew it was Kate Sobrano.
I wish you hadn't told me. Yeah. But yes, now that I hear it, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, people have had that one pegged for a while, but she's out now. So
it's a hard voice to disguise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did Lindsay Lohan know that one?
What do you reckon?
Oh, my God. I feel like I know that voice.
Last night, Lindsay Lohan made a suggestion that one of them is Sia.
Really?
Sia's not coming back to do The Masked Singer, lady.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's your daily juice.
Well done.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Well, what do you talk about when you see a photo of Gerard Ross, the 1997, the young fellow that disappeared on a family holiday down, down in Rockingham? Such an innocent walking along, and his brother, sort of skating past him, and
see you at the shops.
Yeah,
and
just that image that stays in your mind.
Yeah,
isn't
absolutely.
It?
Now the West have got a new 8-part investigative documentary called "The Boy in the Blue Cap." You can check that out and find out more. We thought we'd talk to the person who's been doing a lot of the work behind it, Kristen Shorten, the journalist, joins us this morning. Kristen, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
I just want to say, Kristen, time is a weird thing, isn't it? I think of 1997. That was the year we lost Diana and we lost Michael Hutchins, and it's that long ago already. Time does fly. But I think about, you've called this documentary "The Boy in the Blue Cap," and you see whenever someone goes missing or there is a potential murder story, we see one prime photo of that person. It's quite eerie, isn't it? See, we all know that photo of Gerard Ross.
Yeah, and the reason we've called it "The Boy in the Blue Cap" is because his New York Yankees baseball cap is the only item which has never been recovered.
Right.
The day that he went down to that comic shop, he had a new shirt on that his grandma had just given him. She'd arrived from Scotland a couple of days earlier, and he had this New York Yankees baseball cap on. They were his favourite team. And when his body was found in the Carnut Pine Plantation 2 weeks later, he was fully clothed. He still had his shoes and socks on, but his cap was missing.
Right.
Now, that particular cap is not actually manufactured anymore. It's not in production. It's not available for purchase. That could be hugely significant to the police investigation. If that cap was found, it could contain DNA evidence. It would also be very incriminating to whoever had it. So we really wanted to raise awareness of that missing cap.
And how devastating. So at the time, obviously, the police followed all of the leads and it was an ordinary investigation, but it just turned up nothing.
I don't think you could call it an ordinary investigation. Child homicides are very rare in the broad spectrum of murders and homicides. And what the police were up against at that time is just a huge avalanche of information. So while something has obviously been missed, something has obviously slipped through, there's a human element in that. And I think that happens in all investigations. There are mistakes made and things are missed. But, relooking at the case now, we're not looking at deficiencies in the police investigation. It's really about hoping that they can go back and, during their cold case review, find that clue that was missed, or that someone can come forward and, report a vital piece of information.
And I guess, new technologies. And I think I read there were 1,300 people that were interviewed. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, in the first year following Gerard's abduction and murder, police identified 300 persons of interest.
Okay. Wow.
That number has now ballooned to 1,300 over the last 22
that's
years.
Amazing.
That's 1,300 people who have been linked in some way to his abduction and murder and who they've had to investigate. I mean, that's just persons of interest, though. They've interviewed more than 1,000 witnesses. This investigation is the second largest in WA police history, second only to the Claremont serial killings investigations. And, there's more than 10,000 job logs over the last 22,000 years. So that's the volume of leads and information that they're trying to work through.
So the name of the investigation or the documentary is "The Boy in the Blue Cap."
The documentary is certainly the centerpiece of the project. Yep. It's an 8-part exclusive documentary series. There's over 100 minutes of content there if you were to watch it all in one go, if you were to binge watch it. It's all available online, so you can do that at thewest.com.au.
Hey, Kristen, thanks for your time today. Well done.
Thank you for having me and thanks for the support.
Now you've got this Big Breakfast catch-up. Get WaterWise. Search Water Watchers. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.